So with that in mind now, I think we're just going on to the next section now. How should we, that's our future. That's our future. How should we, how should that affect me today? I think that's the last section that we would like some help with. With that in mind, that's where we're heading, by the grace of God. How should that impact us today? I think that's the next section. And if you look on the outline, for instance, the Thessalonians, I think if at the end of the second Thessalonians, some people were lazy and they were busybodies and not getting on with things that they were supposed to do. Some people can say, wait a minute, the Lord is coming back, so why should I go to work? Why should I do this? Just hang out and obey and do nothing. And he's coming back. We can expect him at any moment. But in the meantime, does that mean therefore I should just give up, go on a mountain and just camp out and wait? Or should I, what should I be doing until he returns? Realizing it's imminent and I have a wonderful future ahead of me.
Could you please clarify regarding appearance and manifestation of the blessed one? Appearance and manifestation.
Repeat what you said, we don't understand.
I didn't hear it clear, Brother Hemorrhage.
Difference, a clarification on appearance of the Lord Jesus and manifestation of the Lord.
Appearance and manifestation.
Same thing.
Brother Jabal?
Same thing. The glorious appearing is the manifestation.
So you're talking about his coming after the tribulation period.
See, it's one coming, but two phases.
Right. The rapture, then the glorious appearing.
Would you say, Brother Bob, that seems sometimes from the scripture that the appearance is in relationship when he appears on earth.
Yes.
The manifestation has to do much what he will manifest through the saints of God or through the sons of God that will be manifested. I wonder if this is the slight difference between the two.
So maybe in the next section we need some help. What should we be doing now? As we look at these scriptures in terms of waiting and so on and being patient, watching,
when you mentioned that there were some in Thessalonica who had given up their jobs and were walking disorderly. In verse 12 of 2 Thessalonians 3, he says, "Now them that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, by the very one who is coming, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread." So it's not a matter of the Lord is coming, I got a bright future ahead of me, I'm going to go on top of a mountain and wait. Because many have done that. And not just made fools of themselves, but given the testimony a bad name. And Paul says, who as much was looking for the Lord as anybody else could, they work and eat their own bread. Someone has put it this way, you plan as though he's coming tomorrow, but you live as though he's coming today.
There's a verse in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. That certainly applies to our life on earth, in preparation of the coming of the Lord and our future home in glory. Why did the Lord save us? Just to save us from our sins? Just because we have an eternal soul, he doesn't want to see us perish? Well, there's more to it than that. Wasn't everything and anything created to the praise of his glory? Sin severs that, ruins that perfect purpose. And so the Lord in new creation, which all believers enjoy, prepares one, enables one by the Spirit that He puts in them to do something that one could never do before. Good works. There's nothing, no one good but God. But with God in us, one is able to do good works that are pleasing to God, that gives honor and glory to the Lord. And certainly those good works will be rewarded.
Earlier this morning from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, that the Thessalonians, they turned from idols, that says, to serve the living and true God and to wait for the Son. So there is this turning, but there's also to serve. And I was thinking, we talked earlier about work, you know, just normal work to meet our practical needs in life. The believers to be doing that. But also to do the good works, and I think in line with the good works is service. This is what the believer is called to do, to be a servant, just like our master. It is enough for the servant to be as the master. And the Lord said, I came as a servant. And it's enough for the disciple to be as his master, so to serve.
I can't help when we consider what we're supposed to be doing, but think of Luke 19. The very practical, occupy till I come. Mm-hmm. We're given very specific responsibilities. And I think all of these things we have in the outline are all tied together with the one occupation. Our occupation is that our master is coming back. We are to be prepared for him for whatever capacity. What he's given us, the knowledge, responsibility, the love, the life, we should be looking to increase. We're to occupy winning souls for him. Mm-hmm.